producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
When Obama says goodbye to the White House and the presidency. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. 67 delegates. That's what Donald Trump now has. One Jeb Bush out of the race. People were, I think, very weary of another Bush, just tired of the Bushes. Kind of like the Clintons, although Hillary Clinton is fastidiously trying to get the amount of delegates she needs to become the representative for the Democrats, and she did win the Nevada caucus while Trump won in South Carolina. Bernie Sanders very close to her, though, neck and neck. March is going to be the real proving ground. You still have Ted Cruz in the race and Marco Rubio. They to Donald Trump's 67 delegates, have 11 and 10, but the key deal is March matters. Lots of material, meaning results. 28 states, it's big. If Donald Trump wins the majority of those, it's over, because who could possibly be on that torrid pace to keep up with him? The answer is nobody could. And on the other side of things, if it continues to be tit for tat, if Bernie Sanders takes a few, Hillary Clinton takes a few, and they go back and forth with the delegate count, he'll hang in for sure, and they'll go down the stretch. It doesn't feel like that's what's going to happen, but Bernie Sanders has some rabid supporters who will tell you, don't count him out. He's in this. He's oh so close. Bush dropping out might have been a surprise to some, but I think many of us realized there's just no way. He's getting kicked in the teeth by Trump, especially whenever there was any kind of a debate. How many times did we hear low energy? But regardless of that fact, it's numbers. If the arithmetic doesn't add up, so sorry, thanks for playing, but you're not going to be there in the end. Here's what I want to know. Will he end up stumping for somebody? Will he end up trying to help somebody else jump in and fight and battle Trump harder? And, you know, the answer to that is I think he could lend his support to somebody, but I don't believe anybody has the steam to beat Donald Trump. Ted Cruz is the odds-on favorite to be the guy that has the possibility, but I go back to arithmetic. Strong support, people really wanting it to happen is one thing, but they can't manufacture the numbers in some of these states where if he doesn't win, if he doesn't get the delegates, he won't win the nomination. And if you had told me right before Trump jumped into this that he would be the nominee, I would have said, you are crazy. There is no way. Stranger things have happened. And while everybody points to the fact that he is the celebrity because of all the media attention he gets, the billions he's made and the influence in those circles, America loves the celebrity. That's why he's risen as far as he's risen, some would say. But, you know, Ronald Reagan, people certainly love the great Ronald Reagan and talk about his skills and, you know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear that wall down. I mean, there's a million Reagan quotes that we can recall right off the top of our head. But I dare say that nobody in this bunch is a Reagan. However, not a career politician. And I think that the career politicians did this to themselves because of the frustration outside, the tsunami that they caused in your backyard and mine. We're so tired of it that someone like Donald Trump, of course, is like a breath of fresh air because he's saying whatever. And we don't trust a lot of the people who represent us in our nation's capital, frankly. So it's plain speak. Plain speak is winning out. In the meantime, sadly, I think one of the worst stories I've heard is you have an Uber driver. He's a family man, has two kids, married. Seemed like a quiet, nice man, neighbors say, until he decided to go berserk and shoot six people and kill them, including his son shopping for a car on a car lot, a 17-year-old, and picked up people in between the random shootings. There doesn't appear to be any motive. He has a family himself. Now, that family is also distraught and looking for answers because nobody can come up with a motive. What possibly sent him in the direction of randomly shooting people he had no connection to? There was no axe to grind. There was no anything. Not that that would give him an excuse, but then motive. There was no motive other than destroying lives. And how frightening is that? Families that just cannot get an answer to the question of how could this happen? How did this happen? I mean, it's got to be the worst day of that family, of those families, because there were several families, of their lives. And the situations where they were out with friends in a car, shopping for a car. Wow. That's rough. Rough. And now it turns into what? A charity somewhere? T-shirts and bumper stickers and a push to remember or to do something. And wow, just awful. In the end, I love the fact that at least he's in custody. At least they picked him up. He didn't shoot himself and take the coward's way out. He has to face the music for what he did, but he rips apart so many families, including his own. Imagine getting that call. What are you talking about? My husband's an Uber driver. No, I don't know what you mean. He is a suspect in this random shooting in Michigan that killed six people in Kalamazoo. Mm. In the next couple of days, certainly he'll be charged with a whole bunch of charges. Will we hear the potential motive? And for the life of me, who randomly picks off people? Kids. Oh, awful. Hang with us. Patrick Eggdorf joins us, the technical director for this show, for a little true or false here on America Tonight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For hanging with us here on America Tonight. I like to call this segment True or False. Patrick Eggdorf agrees weekly to be the victim. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I want to tell everyone, I want to brag about you. Patrick built a computer. Your friend showed you how to do this, and you built a computer. That's crazy, wild, awesome. How long did it take?
Well, including the shopping time, probably about 5 to 6 hours. Yeah, about 5 to 6 hours.
That's it.
Yeah.
And it totally works. You can search the internet, you can do whatever on it.
It's a 100% functional computer.
Wow. How much did it cost to make?
Total, it was $867, which, in most computer terms is pretty cheap.
Wait. $867?
$867, yeah.
Wow. I mean, to build the whole thing, that's incredible.
Well, that's actually good. Yeah, no, it's very good.
It's
a lot cheaper,
right?
It's a lot cheaper to actually build your own computer than it is to buy a pre-made one. And it's better because you know all the parts that are going into it and yeah.
That's right. So when there's a problem, you understand it.
Exactly.
All right. So that's very cool. Let's dive into true or false. So here's the deal. Some people like their smartphones and would love it if their smartphones would replace cards at bank machines, that it would make it that much easier. There's always discussion about technology and what technology can do. So true or false, there are some banks that are installing new ATMs that use smartphones. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
Nice. The cardless automatic teller machines are gaining ground in the U.S. and certainly around the world. Smartphone technology allows for speedier and more secure transactions, so dozens of banks are installing these new ATMs, or they're updating them to allow customers to order cash on a mobile application, then scan a code to get their money without having to insert a bank card. And the banks are like Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase. They're deploying these new ATMs. How about that? That's pretty cool, actually. Then you don't have to worry about the card. Oh, I dropped my card. I lost my card. It used to be that it would just sometimes it ate your card, and you would be freaked out about that, thinking somebody's going to come behind you or later and get the card or some crazy thing. But now, no problema. This is probably going to be the norm after a while, but at least they're heavily testing it. I think it makes sense because you could do either or. So if you don't have a smartphone, you know, no biggie. Let's move to another one. Yet another passenger decided to drop trow and urinate in the aisle of a plane mid-air during a flight. True or false?
I hope that's not true, but I'm going to say true.
True it is, my friend. He was boozed up, for sure. And sadly, that's exactly what he did. It was a flight to London. So what happens when somebody does that? It causes huge problems. Because then you have to decide, okay, where are we landing? And it was Janu Abraham who had to be restrained until the plane had landed after being pretty aggressive with the cabin crew and freaking people out, because what are you, you know, what are they going to do when they see that? Of course, everybody's afraid, so they jump up to help or do whatever, and he was just bombed out of his mind. He was overserved, maybe when he got on the plane. Something, but that is so scary. Oh, I hate that. Brutal. Okay, so you were right on that one. Let's move to another one. Let's see. Dude, I picked out like six good stories, and now I'm gonna find them. All right, this one from the West Coast, and here's from the West Coast. We've heard about El Chapo. And we've heard about El Chapo having a conversation with the drug kingpin, with Sean Penn, which ultimately led to his capture. But now his wife has come forward and given an interview. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
True. Emma Corleone Espuro had never spoken publicly about her 8-year marriage to a man who is now one of the world's most violent the head of one of the most violent criminal organizations. She said that, she felt like, or she feels like she's in danger, murder, torture, drugs, saying that's not the guy that she knew, by the way, when she hooked up with him, said he was nothing of the sort. But of course, he's one of the world's biggest drug kingpins, and it is pretty wild that there was an interview done with him and Sean Penn, and then that all led to him being picked up. So how about that? Let's move on to another one. How about this? In Hollywood, the biggest day of the year, certainly, is the Oscars, which is coming up next Sunday. We'll be recapping it all here on these airwaves, because I know you'll be waiting with bated breath, as this is a very Hollywoodish kind of crowd that listens to ATN. But, in all seriousness. So when that happens, basically they shut down about 25 roads in and around Hollywood Boulevard. True or false?
I'm going to say true once more.
Well, not 25 roads, so it's false, but they do shut down a lot of roads. It's the 88th Academy Awards, and they actually publish again and again and again, because traffic is so bad in Los Angeles, the roads that are going to be closed in case people are going near that area. They close it at 10 p.m. on Sunday, so they've already closed it, and they remain closed until March 1st in the morning because the whole week they need it. So it is a nightmare for people that have to travel over the course of like these five different roads. There's just no way. If it's within three blocks of Hollywood and the Highland Center, forget it, because they're already shutting down pieces of it because there's no way they can get the bleachers up, the red carpets, the statues. It takes that much time to do all that work. Can you imagine? It would be wild to be on one of those crews, though. Don't you think, Patrick, just to kind of see behind the scenes what it was like?
I think it'd be very interesting, yeah.
I do, too. I think it'd be interesting to watch it from that perspective. I think it'd be interesting to be like a camera person, actually, and to watch it from that perspective and see what it's like when people show up and how crazy it is, because there's so much that goes on ahead of time and then right before. It's not as smooth and easy as it looks, I think, on camera. How about this? A judge blocked an attempt to halt the deposition of Bill Cosby's wife. Camille Cosby's lawyers said late on Saturday they filed an emergency motion to delay her deposition scheduled for Monday, pending an appeal of a judge's Friday ruling not to stay the proceedings. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say true. That's exactly what happened. This U.S. district judge ruled late on Sunday night that the deposition would go ahead on Monday morning. He ordered the attorneys to, you know, court for a brief status conference. Lawyers for seven women fired back at Camille Cosby's motion on Sunday, saying the claims were without merit, blah, blah, blah. So it's, this media circus is going to still ensue. I mean, 50 women have publicly accused Cosby, best known for his role as the perfect father in the 80s television hit The Cosby Show, of raping them, often after plying them with alcohol or drugs, and most of the assaults date too far back to be criminally prosecuted. But Pennsylvania officials late last year charged the 78-year-old entertainer with sexually assaulting a woman in 2005. Thanks, Patrick.
You're welcome, Kate.
All right, very nice. Coming up, by popular demand, every once in a while we mix it up and reintroduce you to some people that we talk to. I've gotten more email about Iron E. Singleton than you can imagine. The Walking Dead is so popular, we're going to chat with him. Plus, my pal Jeffrey Hazlett is up next. Stay with us.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
You wanna hear about the guy that really gets me going? He's about to walk it through that door, I just don't know it. Moving in from behind, I turn my head around, sitting with some friends talking in.
Well, welcome to another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome to the show Jeffrey Hazlett, and he is, I'll tell you, someone that I've admired for a long time, especially after I read the last couple of years when I read his book, Running the Gauntlet. It is a must read. I could not put it down. I ignored everything around me to read this book, and I found it to be so insightful. You can catch him on the C-suite. He was the CMO for Kodak. He has bought and sold 250 businesses, and we are pleased to have him on the show. Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks so much.
So let's talk about, I wanted to talk about businesses first, and why are, you know, I mentioned how many businesses you had and you sold in the course of the CMO of Kodak, and you watched a lot of, through the decades there, you watched businesses really change, and the way we do business in this country, I think, change a lot. And to me, with so many entrepreneurs, for some reason, I think one of the key ingredients is being able to adapt, you know, and change with the times, or else you die. And you specifically talk about that in your book, adapt, change, or die, basically. Why is there such a reluctance to do that, to change when you have to?
Well, I think we just get a little lazy, you know, or we think that that's what we're supposed to do, that we get it to a certain point and we lock it in, and that's not the case. By the time you get ready to lock it in, you should be looking at changing it and keep improvement. Continuous improvement's got to be the course. And for your business, it's a mindset. It just says, I'm never quite, you know, happy with everything the way it is. And you want to keep improving it. Because that's so, you know, I think that's the way real great businesses are built. they keep looking for a different way to change the widget or to sell the widget or to service the people with the widget or whatever it might be. And I think companies get pretty complacent, and they start doing things for their own reasons, not for the reasons that they first got in the business, and that is to solve a problem, to fix, you know, to save the world or to just, you know, to maximize the most profit or maximize the most value out of the intellectual property that they have. And they just, you know, they lock it in place. So they start adding 800 numbers that some sadistic, you know, I can't probably say it in your show, but, you know, came up with that, you know, with a telephone tree that says one for this, three for this. Who does that? Who wants that? You know, and I don't know anyone that has one of those that even likes it calling in. So we operate from 8 to 5 when, you know, you're you fix cars and you don't open on Saturday. What, I don't have time. I've got to bring my car back on Saturday, you know, and, you know, things like that. And it's just kind of wacko, crazy kind of things. And we forget.
Yeah. And the people who embrace that, though, are the people that see massive success often, right?
Well, without question, in terms of change, you know, adapt, yep, change, or die. And that's a theme. I just want people to take it. You know, I got a new book coming out in September, which I'm going to be, it's called Think Big, Act Bigger. You know, think big, but act bigger. And stop, you know, letting things, you know, stop you and just steamroll these things. And I think it's an important thing that we've got to keep in mind.
I like that. Think big, act bigger. So
yeah,
I love it. It's a great title, sexy title. And you know that you get the marketing thing, obviously.
Well, I'm a sexy guy. I can't help it. You know, when a woman picks up my book and she can't put it down, I'm thinking, hey, pretty good.
There you go. Thumbs up to that one for sure. I mentioned at the top that you were, you know, the chief marketing officer and vice president of the company's, you were even the vice president of the company's graphic communications group, which was huge for Kodak. What was it like making that leap from Kodak into your own world?
Well, you know, I've been there before. You know, when I bought and sold all these companies, some of them you know, I ran or owned, some of them I didn't own, but I've always been an entrepreneur myself, you know. I've got a couple of businesses now that I'm running. So getting back to it wasn't difficult for me. I mean, people say, what do you miss? I got to be honest with you. I miss my corporate plane. I miss that a lot, you know, but especially tonight when I'm flying in the back row and the, you know, in the middle seat. But, you know, but that's life. I didn't have a much of a problem with the transition because I try to operate even in a big company like I'm in a small company, meaning getting things done. Like I would say to people, like, you know, they would say the bathrooms need to clean. Well, get on there and clean them. I mean, what did you do at home if your bathrooms are messy and you're in the, you know, that's your floor and those are your bathrooms. Get in there, make it nice. You know, you're the one that messed it up in the first place. So I kind of operate like that with that philosophy right now. So, and I did then at a big company.
Yeah. When you were at Kodak, and of course now you see where the industry is, what happened to when you were at Kodak, it was thriving, but what happened to Kodak with what we've seen, certainly with the way things have changed and the way we take pictures? I mean, my gosh, how many pictures do you have on your cell phone?
Changed. Yeah, I mean, you know, I used to go to, you know, meetings and, you know, what they were trying to do was protect film. And I mean, that was the mantra inside the company was protect film. And even with the new leadership that came in over a few years, so it was to say the last decade, they couldn't get the underlying folks to say, you know, it's dead, you know, because you go to a town hall meeting and 3,000 people would be in the meeting and you'd say, you know, when was the last time anyone in this room and the people that worked at the company bought a roll of film and maybe one or two hands would go up? They go, well, there you go. That's the reason why, you know, we're failing. If our company is focused just on film, and that was the problem. They should have focused on film. Although it was a great product and a great, you know, thing, they were in the business of intellectual property, of making moments, you know. I call it M3I², make, manage, and move images and information. They had emotional technology. And they really went bankrupt back in the 70s when they invented the digital camera and then didn't do anything because they were trying to protect the margins of profit on a product, you know, that they thought was the thing they were doing. And that's not what they were doing. They were not in the film business. They were in the emotional technology business. And therein lies the problem. And that's what they forgot. And so they got so focused on protecting that roll of film that it didn't make a difference what came up. They would kill it. they had the hubris of that success that really caused them to forget to see into the mirror and ask themselves the key questions about what they were really doing.
Yeah, there's big lessons in that, right?
Oh, huge lessons. I mean, but, you know, there are other companies. They, you know, Kodak survived. I mean, they filed bankruptcy a year ago. I left 5 years ago. But they, you know, they filed bankruptcy last year, and I keep telling everybody when they went bankrupt, you know, back in the 70s. So that's when they fundamentally made the decision. You know, but they're about a $9 billion company, throwing about $2 billion to the bottom line today. So not bad. They just had all of that overhang from all that consumer business, which was dead, you know.
Yeah. Tell us about the C-suite and how fun has that been for you? You interviewed some really interesting people.
Yeah, we started the C-suite show, but we've also started the C-suite network, c-suitetv.com. And, you know, what we're trying to do is focus in on, you know, those leaders, those, you know, five or six leaders that are in the management teams, leaderships of all companies. And what we want to do is just go out and have conversations with people about what it's like there. Because, you know, in big companies, let's just take Fortune 100, Fortune 1000, or even Fortune 5000, about 99% of the people who work in the company never get a chance to go into the C-suite. And that is into the leadership meetings of the people who are running the companies. And I know that sounds kind of wacky, but it's so true. When you have, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or even hundreds of employees, you don't always get to sit in the same room where all the leaders are. And that was the premise of the show. You know, I'd see something like Domino's, like they would advertise, you know, all of our pizza sucks. Well, who in their right mind raised their hand in the middle of a meeting and said, we suck? You know, I know we're, you know, and is the person still there? I mean, I have questions like that. I mean, who puts advertising that they spend, and why? What would prompt them to do that? And then the guy's still there. I mean, and so what I do is I take a camera inside of Domino's, and I go into the C-suite. We all sit around, and I say, well, where were you sitting? Where were you sitting when that question was posed? Because you know somebody said that.
Oh, yeah.
And they did, and someone did. And I said, well, what happened, you know? Or into Autodesk when the chairman of the company says we had our last quarter was an unmitigated disaster, and that's how he started out his earnings call. I mean, who says that? You know, or Kodak, Cadillac. Cadillac, you know, is it a bankrupt sitting, a bankrupt company trying to be a luxury brand? I kind of like to know how you're going to do that, you know. So just me asking questions, things that I think most of us want to know, and I just ask them until they tell it.
And, yeah, you get to peel back the onion. You're peeling back the onion, baby.
Yeah, well, you know, and a lot of people think I go in there with a lot of preconceived, you know, like, oh, I got all these questions. No, I just kind of let it flow. And it's always an interesting story. They've been highly visual. You know, we shoot with the very best cameras, the very best teams, you know, but we use things like plexiglass and things like that to give us some really good I don't know what's the secret of the trade there. You know, I'm the only show with plexiglass, you know, so I'm feeling pretty impressed. Yeah. So we just have some fun, but we really try to make it very visually stimulating and exciting because I like to do good things, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, this was a lot of fun, Jeff. How can people catch your show?
Oh, just go online, csuitetv.com. That's it. That's all you got to do. C-suite, S-U-I-T-E, because it's like sweet, as in a place, as in not sweet like me. csuitetv.com. That's where you go. Yeah.
All right. I love it. Jeff, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Yeah, you can keep that stuff. You can keep the plan.
I was a huge fan and still am a huge fan of The Walking Dead, and no lie, one of my favorite characters is T-Dog. You're not going to believe this. In our virtual green room, we have the man, yes, Iron E. Singleton. You know him, you love him as T-Dog. He's been in a ton of other things, too. And remember him from Blindside. Remember when who he played on the Blindside? He was the drug dealer that scared me to death when I saw him on the screen. And probably Sandra Bullock, too. She was already running in the opposite direction. He's got a book out called Blindsided by the Walking Dead. I love it. Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Kate. I really appreciate that. And thank you for that compliment. I think, Sandra Bullock gave me the same compliment. She said I scared her there a bit with the character Alton I played. Yeah, so I appreciate
And that was a huge breakthrough for you. So when you got that call, and did you have to go on an audition? And what happened with the whole Blindside thing?
I did. I auditioned, and it took about a month for them to call me back. And of course, I was on pins and needles because that was the movie that opened the door for me. That is the movie that told Hollywood I exist. So when I auditioned, I knew I knocked it out the park. But you know, it boils down to physicality, and you know, if you have the right look, you have the right size. So I was just hoping everything would just kind of line up in my favor, and it was a tumultuous, to say the least, a month for me, 3 weeks to a month of waiting, I guess. But once I got that call, I was ecstatic, Kate. I said, I have to call my wife. Oh, my God. And I called her, and she was at work, and she worked for the state at the time. And she just, well, she kept it on the inside, but she imploded, put it like that. And she left work early, and she came home, and we celebrated. It was incredible.
Wow. And so, you know, it's tough, isn't it? I mean, you had to have been struggling, and I'm sure you talk about it in the book, and we're going to go into that in a second. But you try businesses, you're going after small roles. How tough is it, all that rejection and just trying to get that break?
Tough is a minor statement. That's an understatement right there. It's several years of ramen noodles and canned tuna and Vienna sausages, you name it. So I'd worked for 15 years in the industry before I got that break. Exactly. So I studied theater at the University of Georgia, and I was expecting that big things would happen immediately after graduating. I would go to L.A. and things would just happen. It just didn't happen that way. And I have to say that to aspiring actors. It just may not happen in the time you want it to happen, but in God's time. So continue at it. Stay at it. Don't ever give up, but you have to be passionate about it. Don't get into it for the money. So 15 years of that, doing community theater, low-budget indie movies, and then it finally happened because I was getting paid crumbs for those projects.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And then you get the role of T-Dog on The Walking Dead, and, I mean, that's an international super mega hit. When that happened to you, did you realize when you were on the set, did all of you realize, hey, this is going to really take off or no?
W-O-W, wow is the word I have to use to describe that experience. And no, I did not see that coming. Neither of us saw it coming. Nobody saw it coming. We were just working another job. We're like, oh, man, this is cool. You know, we're on the set, get to work and meet new friends. And that was my thought. And hopefully it'll get picked up because we shot the pilot. And we're like, hopefully we shot a six-episode pilot. So Frank Darabont has that kind of pull. He's a legend in the industry. So when we did that, we were like, well, hopefully they'll pick up for another season. And when we premiered to 6 million plus, we knew that we had something special.
So and all those years that you were on The Walking Dead, then all of a sudden people also start to recognize you, because I would imagine people knew who you were, because it was such a beloved show and still is.
Oh, of course. I had several people to start recognizing me. People started recognizing me after The Blind Side because it was nominated for an Oscar, and Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for it.
Yeah.
So after that, people would recognize me, but then you'd have to multiply that times 100 or 1,000 once The Walking Dead aired, because people recognized me in other parts of the world. You know, in Europe and in, you know, all over in Canada, South America, just different places. So it's great.
And so your book is called, and I said this at the top, Blindsided by the Walking Dead. And tell me what it was like writing the book and what it's about.
It was an amazing journey. It pretty much coincides with my writing the stage play, because it was a stage play that was entitled Irony the Resurrected. And it details my life story growing up destitute, living in a housing project in Atlanta, Georgia, and having my mom, a tumultuous relationship with my mother, a less than steady, stable foundation with my mother. She was an alcoholic, and she was addicted to crack. And I didn't have a relationship with my father, and my brother going left, so to speak, and with me going right after her death, because she died from HIV complications when I was in high school. And so it details that journey, and from me getting out of there, going to the University of Georgia where I played football, and go Dogs, and then and studying theater, and then finally getting out of there and going 10 years hardcore trying to get an opportunity in Hollywood, and finally that Blindside moment came. And that's what I detail in both the stage play, which later became Blindside of the Walking Dead because of the title of the book. And it was an amazing journey writing the book and just putting it all together as well.
So you go in one direction, your brother goes in the other direction, and then after really pushing, and then you finally get that break and you make it. What's the relationship like with the brother?
I love him, but I love him from afar, because, you know, there are times because he's been in and out of jail for the past 20 plus years. When my mother died, it seemed as though that was an opportunity for him to soak, you know, in all of his sorrow and pain and grief. And I had the same sorrow, pain, and grief. I used it to inspire me, and I didn't didn't want to let my mother's death be in vain. So it inspired me to get out there, to work hard, and so that I could create a better life, not just for me and my family, but also so that I could inspire humanity. And, you know, I had that vision when I was a little kid. God told me that my job was to inspire humanity and to leave a great mark here on this earth, you know, before I die. My brother, again, like I said, I see him occasionally at family events, and I love him. We love each other. We have a great relationship, but I'm just not connected to that world anymore, and anything connected to that world, I choose to keep it at a distance. You understand what I'm saying, Kate?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. We fast forward now to what you're doing, and you talk about you know doing the stage play and all of that. What are you doing right now?
I'm actually performing my one-man show, Blind Side of the Walking Dead, in Orlando in a couple of weeks, and I'm traveling with the Walker Stalker Convention. So wherever they go, our goal is to perform the show there and eventually launch our own independent tour and take it abroad also, because, you know, we feel, when I say we, I mean me and my manager, who believes so very strongly in it, that the world needs to see the play and the world needs to see the book. I'm constantly promoting the book. I have book signings lined up in Orlando. So everybody just needs to read it, because it's a big dose of inspiration for anybody going through anything, anybody that's experienced struggle, pain, tragedy, sorrow, anybody that needs to be empowered. You name it, it's in the book, it's in the stage play, and people need to go out and get the book and come see the show when it's at a theater near you.
All right, I'm going to go see that show, and I'm telling everybody, pick up that book right now. Again, Blindsided by the Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. I love you. I love all of your listeners. And y'all take care, and let's love each other, respect each other.
I love it. Thanks, Iron E.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Wow, what terrific stuff. Inspirational. So you could tell the guy is so authentic. Yeah, that's my thing. I say this all the time on America Tonight, talking about his mother and what he went through as a kid, how his brother went in the opposite direction. And then you remember T-Dog, seriously, I mean, he's one of my favorite characters. That is great, a great piece of acting. And I think with his castmates, that's part of the reason why The Walking Dead really took off and put zombies on the map. I mean, there's been this resurgence of interest in zombies and zombie movies, and that the way The Walking Dead was written and, again, beautifully acted, and he was a T-Dog for so many years on that show. And isn't it interesting that the break that probably many of you remember how menacing he was as the drug dealer. He was the thug who was on the streets, who was there in the blind side and trying to stop Michael Orr, in a sense, try to keep him in the life in his role in that movie. And just great stuff. So shows you how tough it is to make it. 15 years, you heard him. So pick up the book, Blindsided by The Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad taste and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.